We will reconvene our meeting, our administrative meeting. We have, just trying to get the folder open, we have one item on consent, and I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I want to add one thing to discussion. I just attended this morning over at DEQ meeting on climate pollution reduction grant that they received. And Dave Glatt, of course, was there leading it, and I believe I counted 18 people in the room. And this is an opportunity. I'll try and re-portray Dave's explanation that he's received some criticism for even being interested in this kind of stuff from people who say this is all just ridiculous, and, as well as criticism from people that, you know, it's not about telling the story. You know, you got to do something faster now. And, you know, so there's both sides to the arguments on this, but his goal on this grant is to work with agencies and especially work with the public. There's going to be a series of meetings around the state where he's hoping to hear from regular folks, not just NGOs and not just agency people, but the regular people out there, so that we can put something together to better tell North Dakota's story on GHG emissions. And so I think it is a productive effort, because one of the things that was discussed and that I brought forward, it can't just be a story of how many tons are produced and how many are captured or sequestered. And does that total zero or a negative number or a positive number? To me, the big part of the story has to be, how many starving people do we feed? How many people's air conditioners and furnaces and places of employment do we energize? And what's our GHG emissions? And so I think this is an ongoing multi-year process, but I think telling North Dakota's story, I think he's right. It is a worthy effort. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a continuing thing.
Excellent. Could I add, I think it got added to scheduling the meeting, but on the nuclear study, but could I just bump that to discussion really quickly to kind of explain what's gone on?
I think so.
And then we can, the scheduling piece is hopefully the simplest. So you recall last meeting I mentioned that I had just gotten an update from some folks who are on the cutting edge of the advanced nuclear movement in our country, and had suggested to them that I thought you both would be interested in receiving the same kind of update that I received, and then that the legislative interim energy committee has a study on advanced nuclear that they've been charged to do too. And I thought that they would benefit from hearing from this group as well. And so my vision was to try to pull together a meeting where we could all be together, us and the interim committee on the interim energy committee. So I've found miraculously a time that the next meeting, they agreed to try to schedule it at a time that would work for us and these people. And we've settled on October 24th. And I didn't hopefully jump ahead too much, and it's not too late because it's not finalized yet. But that is a day that we have a commission meeting in the morning and the informal in the afternoon. And Pam and I looked, and it hasn't, nothing else has been scheduled for that informal. So my hope is that we can have that part, that discussion with the advanced nuclear folks in the afternoon during our informal. And we can have our own presentation from them here in the afternoon, or we can work with and sit with the Interim Energy Committee and have that same discussion, which I thought might be kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. We've never done that before. It might be kind of interesting for us to be there asking questions with them. And the Energy Committee could benefit from our kind of angle on things. And we could also benefit from theirs. So I thought that might be interesting. But if you guys would rather have our own briefing, we could do that as well. And then they could have these folks in the morning.
I like the idea of the briefing together, you know, so we can hear the questions and all that. So I think that's a great idea.
And I presume since it's not
October,
since it's so far out that there's no informal scheduled.
Right. We confirm that.
And just to be clear, because usually our commission meetings are scheduled on Wednesdays. That's a Tuesday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm, that doesn't seem familiar. October?
Yes.
October 24th is a Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the date that I said.
Because the next time you're leaving, most likely.
Oh, the next day we have OMS. Yeah. Yep.
But I still think that would work.
It works for me.
Okay, good. So we'll schedule that, and I'll confirm that with the Ledge Council and these folks, and we'll get some information about who they are and the overview that they'll provide. They provided me, and I thought it was really interesting, an overview of here are all the main technologies. Here's how long they've been under development and where, and here's who's looking at actively pursuing a project with this technology and that technology and this one and that one and the timeline for permitting and stuff like that. So I walked away realizing this stuff is way further along than I anticipated. Like, it's ready for use. It's just that the permitting processes take so long to get through. It isn't that the technology is still being developed. So anyway, I think it will be a good place for the interim committee to start with the advanced nuclear pursuit, and we can learn more too.
And you're going to emphasize to them, though, that on the 24th, that it's the afternoon.
Yes. I already have, but I will underscore that today.
Okay. So then the only other thing that we, so they kind of jumped then from discussion to scheduling, and from scheduling we went past number one and went to number two. So let's come back to scheduling number one now, the RTO update meetings.
Sure. So I think we already have a tentative hold in your calendars for October 9th. It seemed to work for everyone. I just wanted to get a positive confirmation that that is an acceptable date. That is the absolute soonest that we could line up schedules. We were hoping for September, but
works for me. Works for me.
And me.
Excellent. And then as far as topics, we'll kind of do the usual. Julie will work with Adam on topics for MISO. Randy and I will work on SPP. And if Sherry, if you have any specific things you'd like to hear about from either of those, just let myself or Adam know, and we'll make sure those are added.
Are we doing one in the morning, one in the afternoon?
Yep.
Okay.
We don't necessarily have chosen who goes first necessarily. We'll kind of see what the schedule is for MISO and SPP for their travel. Usually it's a little easier for SPP to do the morning because mm-hmm. they have, it's a long road back to Little Rock. So.
Oh, I should report while we're talking about RTOs, the RBDC, Reliability-Based Demand Curve, OMS voted in favor of urging MISO to make a filing on that. And that was about 18 months of work, Adam. How long did that take?
2 years.
2 years. Yeah, I think I started learning about it 2 years ago. And 2 years later, we finally got enough members on board to have a majority to tell MISO to file. So they will be moving away from the vertical demand curve on the capacity auction. So that's when they're selling their capacity in the spring. It used to be that, you know, the final price would be here for the last megawatt. And then if anyone had excess, it dropped to zero. So the capacity was basic. Excess capacity was worthless. And therefore, a lot of it went away. And now, because, you know, it didn't pay for anybody to keep it and sell it to their, you know, folks who needed excess capacity to sell it for nothing. So the utilities would keep what they needed and get rid of it. With the change, the demand curve becomes a slope. And so the next megawatt after the planning reserve margin is worth, you know, a lot more. And so the excess capacity will be worth something much higher than zero. And it will encourage people to keep their excess capacity. It will help utilities who have excess capacity to be paid by the market for that rather than just the ratepayers covering it. So you can actually get reimbursed in the market for what you're providing to the system. And it just sends a much better signal to capacity resources to exist. And, I mean, it was, in my mind, when I first heard about it 2 years ago, an absolute no-brainer. But there has been, you know, a lot of study and discussion and debate, and we finally got 11 out of the OMS members to agree and support it. And now MISO will likely move ahead in September to make this filing. And it's will still be opposed by some, but really an really, really important step towards correcting some of the market flaws and the prices that they're clearing for capacity. So very, very excited about that. And it's meaningful to all our utilities who have excess capacity, because currently in MISO and probably SPP, I don't know exactly how it works, whoever owns the capacity, those ratepayers are paying for it. And then, but yet it's being used in the market all the time. And so it's not really fair to those who are investing in capacity. With this change, that begins to correct that. And so it's better for all ratepayers. It's particularly helpful for merchant generators like Rainbow Energy and Coal Creek Station, which is going to be a merchant generator, because they now will be able to recover a higher price for their capacity in the auction if they have some to sell. So anyway, long story about all of that, but it is a really important thing that got accomplished this week in OMS.
Do you think there's any likelihood that the MISO board will view that differently than OMS?
No. Okay. Good. And the board, I'm not sure if the board approves, maybe they do ultimately approve the filing, but I think the MISO staff has wanted to file this. OMS has in the past traditionally opposed a slope demand curve. That was part of the challenge in changing this. It's like there was a long history of OMS opposing that, and that's why MISO didn't move this direction a long time ago. So it took like changing that, the course of that, you know, engine, and a lot of the staff who have been entrenched in opposing that for a decade, getting them on board with it. And now that OMS and the state regulators are on board, MISO, I think, will get it filed. Now, FERC has to approve it. Yeah. Hopefully they will, with the plan as it's developed. We had that in mind in the trying to come up with support a plan that was FERC would not have problems with. So hopefully they will not oppose this.
We've already got one of our topics for October 24th. Huh?
Sure. Let's see how it's going.
Good job.
Next up, accreditation.
So I have a couple more on that, just real quick to kind of, I think Julie had mentioned she was interested in getting the Transmission Authority to give their presentation on.
Oh, great. So I knew there was something.
Would you like that as a separate kind of block within the day? Or,
that's a good question.
We can kind of, I think we normally would start at 10, like we would start one of them at 10 and one of them at 1. So we could maybe start it. I can find out from Claire if he needs an hour or more than that to go
more
through.
Than an hour would be too much on that.
That was kind of my thought as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could start at 9.
So the Transmission Authority has done a study on the basically largely on the accreditation modeling that both MISO and SPP use. And then they've kind of come up with their own modeling to see like how resource adequate are these two RTOs. And then what happens when you take all these EPA rules into consideration, how many units are affected, et cetera, and what does that look like? That's what we're talking about having Transmission Authority present. So I do think it may be, that's a good idea, Victor, in my opinion, to have it on the front end.
Yeah.
Have they presented that to MISO yet?
Yes, I think they have.
They did SPP too.
Yeah, but nobody has heard it. Like I've seen it, but they didn't present it to like the MISO board or OMS or anything like that.
Right, the same.
Yeah.
SPP is some key
staff
leadership.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I believe they have done MISO. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I can try to get that in the works. So 9 a.m. everyone's okay with? Or
yeah, I need. I think so, and I think we need to wrap up here.
Go ahead. He's got one more, I think. Right? Did you have another scheduling?
No.
Okay.
No, I just had a couple of details on the Transmission Authority and then the start time. So
yeah, I think if we can work that in, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be done. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, anything else?
Did you have something, Adam?
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.